hope to keep you well.
And now the Nutramedical Report with your host, Dr. Bill Deagle.
2 years to prepare for it, haven't you? And we have the amazing Jonathan Grayback, who's here just right before Christmas Eve, last segment on hour three. And he's got a full hour this hour to give us a strong message about the presence of God over our world and over our lives. And that eternity doesn't start the day you die, it starts the day you live for the Creator God and doing God, as they say, and adding an extra O to do good. In other words, you can't do good unless you're doing what God's purposes are in His will, in His Bible, and in your prayer life. So, Jonathan, let's get into it. What topic would you like to cover today?
Well, actually, how to achieve the greatest happiness in this life as a result of knowing God's will.
Go ahead and let's get started. I'll just insert it.
Okay.
I'll start off with a report
on a Red Book survey of 65,000 people found that a certain group of people have happier, more satisfying lives than the rest of the population.
Right.
Even their sex life is better. Now, right. Who are they? Well, we'll reveal that in this broadcast today.
Wonderful.
Now, any one of us can be happier than we've ever been. But if we could conquer all our defects right now in this life and find total happiness that would never end, would you be interested? I think all of us would be interested in that.
Yeah.
Well, talk about amazing. Our great designer and maker, ruler of the universe, loves those whom he's created.
Right.
And he offers a wonderful plan for our lives, through each person's life, through which we can get everything right in this life now. Now, he could have made us as robots so that we would always do everything right. You just press a button and we'd get down on our knees and say, God, I love you, etc. But in his love, our Maker wanted us to experience the greatest happiness possible, and that is only possible if we have freedom of choice. Now, we all know that there are physical laws by which the universe is run. So if you jump off a roof, gravity will pull you to the ground. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you put your hand on a fire, you'll get burnt. Now, these are physical laws. What you sow, you will reap, the same kind of crop. Now, there are spiritual laws that work the same way. For example, if you sow joy to others, you'll reap joy back from them. And if you treat others badly, you'll bring ultimate suffering upon yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, now these laws are unchangeable. The standards of right and wrong are unchangeable. They do not shift from one age to another. They're not relative. And like the physical, so the spiritual laws. They were given by our Maker. We did not originate the right and wrong. These standards were handed down to us, and they're settled forever. So obeying these laws is the only way to experience life as it really is and should be.
Right.
Well, in the beginning, we were given a paradise world. Everything was perfect. Everything was calculated to bring us great enjoyment. Now, for example, he could have given us food to eat that tastes like mud. He could have given us flowers that are just black and white.
Right.
Everything could have been just basic so that we would not have the extra enjoyment. He could have made birds sound like broken glass, but he's made such a lovely sound in the birds. And he's done all these things because he loves us and he wants us to enjoy what he's made.
Right.
Now, his laws that he's given us are for abundant living. And when man decided to go it alone, that's why we die, because we've cut ourselves off from the life giver. We've lost the abundant life he first gave us. And we try to regain it through maybe meditation, good deeds, or religion, but none of these have made sin go away. And the blame lies with our daily choices. And to remove suffering now, God could actually have to remove our ability to make choices. But despite that wise hands-off approach in not forcing us, he's given us the freedom to ask his help at any time, and that's through prayer. And then he will intervene on our behalf, but he won't force us. We've got to ask him. Now, something else. Just as a loving parent disciplines a disobedient child for his good, suffering can help us wake up. And have you thought about this? Is it reasonable that God would permit suffering for the purpose of a greater good? Well, yes, it does make perfect sense. A mother willingly sends a young child to start school, even though she's fully aware that the child's going to endure some suffering at school.
Right.
Why does she do this? Because she knows the benefits of education will outweigh the suffering, and
right.
the long-term result is going to be worth it. And although our suffering may be intense in this life, it's outweighed by future benefits. That's why God often permits us to suffer.
Right.
Well, you know, if a judge said to a car stealer, a drug dealer, a psychotic murderer, "I forgive you," and then let him loose, how would you feel? How safe would you feel? Because sometimes people say, well, couldn't God just say you're forgiven and that would fix everything? Why do
no.
we have to keep his laws?
Well, I think one of the things that I think people should understand about the word forgiveness means there has to be a changed heart for forgiveness to work. It's like I call soap and water. You got to think of Jesus' sacrifice was ultimate. He's already paid the price, so it's like in a bank account. But in order to do that, you need to have the water of repentance for God to give you the gift of faith, hope, and forgiveness. In other words, forgiveness doesn't just happen because he'll forgive you, even if you're still an unchanged heart. So even if you do some good works, but you're still doing evil, you're not forgiven. Forgiveness is waiting for you.
Yes, and your good works don't take away the evil.
Right. And the problem is every religion on earth and every Masonic order is preaching the exact opposite. I got into an interesting discussion here with a recent young Christian, and he thinks that once saved, always saved, and that's not true. If your heart turns away from God, you will be destroyed. God is the creator and the destroyer. And people don't get that. They think, well, no, God will, once he's got a relationship with you, he's never going to let you go. Your body will die, but your soul, no. If I turn away from God, I'll be annihilated and justifiably. You have to persist to the last moment when the last mitochondria leaves your brain cells, and you're then physically dead, so you're not capable of evil. And at that point, then the rest of your soul goes on with God if you have a relationship already. Eternity starts today, not at the moment of death. So I am actually in heaven already because I have a heavenly relationship with the Creator. I don't go to heaven. I have a heavenly relationship today, and I want people to understand that when God speaks to you in dreams and visions at the end times, it's because that heavenly relationship's already started. You don't go to heaven. Heaven is a relationship
now,
that you have with God.
I'd like to just add to what you just said there.
Yeah, do that.
So sin will finally be destroyed. The time has been set, and when God destroys sin, those who choose to cling to sin will go with it.
Right.
The safety of the universe requires this. The well-being of the universe requires that wrongdoing be brought to an end. And God's love must include justice.
Right, which is why the rapture is, if you look at the Aramaic Bible...
But it will also safeguard the restored universe.
Well, the thing is, people don't understand that God, you're not just going to eternal heaven, where he's going to go to the heavens. In other words, it's our destiny to become the queen of the heavens, have an extended lifespan. It says in the Bible, when Jesus returns, though a man or woman die at 100, it'll be the years of a child, which means life extension is going to be part of the scene when Yeshua Jesus returns. And returns for his
sake. I'd like to just add to that there is a rescue offer, and this is very important. Our loving Creator has provided a way to rescue each one of us and at the same time preserve the authority of the universal law we've broken.
Right.
So what he's done is he's taken upon himself to pay the penalty for our wrongs and to credit that payment to us. Isn't that wonderful?
Right, but you know, that credit doesn't work. It's almost like having money in the bank, but you can't get at it unless you acquire certain, do certain things.
A TV personality was stopped for speeding.
Right.
And as the officer wrote out the ticket, the celebrity handed him his driving license. And the officer suddenly recognized him and exclaimed, "Hey, my wife loves your show. She watches you all the time. Look, here's what I'll do. I can't tear up the ticket. The law must be enforced. But let me pay the fine for you. Here's the $50. Now, please don't speed again." Right. And so, by that act, the validity of the law was upheld, but the lawbreaker was made right with the government. Right. Justice was achieved as well as mercy.
Plus, also, the guy would have to say...
God has done just that.
Yeah, but the celebrity had to say to the police officer, "Yes, I will not speed again," right?
That's right.
Right.
And on this little planet, each of us is in the same boat. Right. We all have the same problem. We've broken the law.
Right.
And it's like a disease. The remedy has to be the same for each of us. Now, if you tell a doctor you want to be cured of something and he says, "Well, I have four or five medicines, any one of them might just work, just pick whichever tastes good to you and let me know what happens," would you feel secure and certain of a cure? On the other hand, you get another doctor, he's treated 200 people for terminal illness, all have recovered. Then I get that sickness. So he or she offers the same proven medicine to me. Well, if I say, "No, I don't like the taste, I'll try what suits me," am I crazy or what?
Oh, yeah. Well, the problem is I see this all the time. For example, when I hear people that are in the political parties here in America, they're into alternative sexual orientation, and they think it's normal. When I went to medical school, sexual orientation is considered a form of mental illness. I don't persecute people because they're gay or lesbian or whatever. And some of them are more decent than some of the so-called straight people, but it doesn't mean that it's acceptable. It's a way of destroying the idea of generating future generations. Unless you grow them in laboratories, and then human beings would no longer reproduce, they'd actually have human clones of versions made in laboratories. And that's not good either, is it?
No, not at all. Okay, let's sum up that what we've just been saying. We are absolutely incapable of saving ourselves.
Right.
Only our maker can cure our terminal sickness.
Right.
Only the lawmaker has power to forgive the lawbreaker.
He's also the only one that can give us joy, too.
Only God can reconcile us to himself and restore the abundant life and eternal life to us.
Right, and the only one that has joy over the holidays, whether we know the date's not right, we went over this previous times, that the probable birth date of Jesus is most likely the Feast of Tabernacles or Sukkot. But,
that is right. Now, this week is not the celebration of the birthday of Jesus. Historically, he was not. He didn't come into the world in December. But it was around about in September, October, at the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. And the word tabernacle, of course, sums up what he did. He came to tabernacle with us.
Right. And in fact, this birthday, the 25th, was a Druidic birthday incorporated by Constantine and the Roman Catholic Church, which are Roman pagans or Druids.
And comes from the birth of Tammuz, the son of Semiramis the harlot.
Exactly. Yeah, to Tammuz. And not only that, it also signifies the essential Luciferic name in the 17th York Rite, Yabalon, Yah, the creator god of the universe, Baal, the god of fertility and property and law, and Osiris, the god of the underworld, resurrects on December 25th, which is why the clothing of the Pope when he's being buried looks identical to Santa Claus. That's why I call him Satan's Claus.
Yes.
Satan's Claus. Now, it doesn't mean I can't have a Christmas tree or whatever, because I'm not tied to the pagan symbology. But I understand that the real issue here is the birth of Jesus means he's coming back in the future to marry us, the human race, not individuals like the Mormon Church wants to make you a god, like, you know, this god of that they talk about, the Mormon god of Earth, whose former was a man on a planet called Kolob on a different star system. No. This is garbage. God is going to sanctify the human race and make us live extended lifespans so we project his good to this physical world of decay. And that's what we're bringing, what we call agents of good, of God affecting this physical world of chaos. Right?
Right.
So, you know, salvation isn't just of us personally. It's of our whole human race, past, present, and future, and it's of our worlds, of the universe. It's not just us here locally on Earth. Back in a moment.
So the real celebration, not a Christmas, of Jesus' birth is much more, isn't it?
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutriMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutriMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutriMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutriMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutriMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on-phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, to stay well with NutriMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com. Contact us at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutriMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutriMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, we got a good message today. This is going to help a lot of people. Coming back. And we're back. I just want to start off with a prayer. There's a kind of a saying that, you know, and there's one of the Christian ministries says, this is the day the Lord has made. The Lord has made this day to bring spiritual manna to you. So during the season, which isn't the correct season, it's off by roughly 3 months, God is going to have us be able to speak about things that you will give you true joy. It's not going to be the joy of the conflicts in your family, or some people are dead now in your family, so they aren't there for Christmas. The joy is that God is a God of eternity. Eternity does not start at the day of death. It starts the day you live for God, because eternity can coexist with temporal reality and the realm of the consciousness. And when you start to grasp that, you realize we're a tripartite being ourselves. We have a physical body, we have a soul that exists in the realm of consciousness, and we have an eternal part of us that's part literally of the projection of the Most High God. And when you start to realize that, you realize you can only get joy if you actually serve God. You can't get joy otherwise. Anybody who says it has fake joy, you know, whatever jocularness, I don't know. They try to pretend they're so cool when really they're just trying to convince everybody else they're cool when they really are empty. Empty emotionally and spiritually, which is why a lot of people are in pain and taking narcotics or drugs, not because they're in physical pain, but because they're in psychic pain, because their life is empty. Emptiness is what fills a lot of the Western society now with fake religion, fake transhumanism, fake, you know, greed for their own thing, or fake, you know, making their body look perfect, you know, with lots of plastic surgery. But they don't understand, if you don't serve God, all those other things will not give you joy, will they?
No, that's right. Okay, anyone who's listening for the first time, who doesn't know anything about this plan of rescue, I want to go into absolute simple detail to make it very, very plain.
Good.
And it's very, very true. Not just true, but it's essential.
Right, go ahead.
Now, our ancestors were aware of an amazing promise given through the prophets that God in his love would, firstly, he would enter the human race. Secondly, he would take our guilt upon himself. And thirdly, he would make a way out of the mess we've fallen into. Now, these prophecies are in a set of books called the Bible. Now, right. In my investigations archaeologically, we have been able to determine that the Bible is the most reliable history book that exists on this planet. Now, that's another subject, of course.
And history and science, by the way, astronomy, everything. I mean, every area. I even talk to some idiots and think that the Earth is flat. I'm thinking, what's wrong with you?
It's totally scientifically and historically true.
Right.
Now, why would God become man? That's an interesting question. I'm reminded of something that happened to Sir Isaac Newton when he was a little boy. He was in the garden watching some ants. And in his excitement, he accidentally trod on an ant, squashing it. He, just a little boy, he ran crying into the house. And as his mother pulled him close and wiped his tears, this little boy looked into her face and he sobbed. He said, "I did not mean to kill it. I love that little ant." "Of course you did," his mother soothed. "But, Mum," he said, "those ants could never know how much I love them unless I become an ant and could speak their language." Now, we might say just so, because how better could the God of the universe demonstrate his love to us than to take our form, show us how to live a perfect life, then accept upon himself the death penalty for our wrongs? Now, since God is perfectly and unimpeachably holy, and since sin is rebellion against the highest being in the universe,
right,
only the greatest and highest price can be accepted as making amends for what we have done.
Right.
And he chose to actually do that. And he came down He took upon himself feeble human flesh. He went over the same ground as we do, as one of us. He faced the same testings we have to. He suffered the same disadvantages and pains. But on each point where we had failed, he succeeded. And so we can be sure he understands our weaknesses and our problems. He is there now to help us. And he offered to credit his success to each of us, standing in our place. Now, in my mind, this is so great, Dr. Bill, it's beyond our limited experience. What a great mystery that the maker of all worlds, the judge of all destinies, should lay aside his glory and humiliate himself to become one of us, to serve us.
Right.
Now, a vital part of his coming was to reach down to the lowest levels.
Right.
And he identified himself especially with the outcast of society. Now, predictably, religious leaders criticized him for hanging out in public with what they called sinners.
Right.
Including the notoriously corrupt tax collectors and even prostitutes.
Right.
And eating with them.
Right.
And but he responded, "It's not the healthy that need a doctor. It's the sick. I have not come to save the good. I've come to save the lost."
Right.
And so he met people where they were, he changed them, and because he's reached down to us where we are, he can also lift us up to where he is. Now, history reveals no other life lived on earth like that of Jesus. Pure,
right.
Loving, and without fault. And anyone who wants to take this further may very well do so, because the evidence is so abundant. And he lived a blameless life. He taught and healed for only 3 years, then suffered the most despised form of execution known to mankind, hanging naked publicly on a cross with his flesh torn apart by whips, his hands and feet pierced by nails of his enemies, slowly suffocating to death while every muscle screamed in pain, and while being mocked and ridiculed by the few who bothered to watch him die.
Right.
Now, he actually, there were evil men who chose to crucify him, but it was he who gave himself into their hands to do it. It was his choice, his plan. And he said he would do it, and he did it voluntarily. And he suffered the pain and agony of separation from eternal life coming upon him, that the lost sinner is going to feel finally in the end. And then he cried, "Father, forgive them, and forgive those who have done this to me." It was a loving self-sacrifice. And that's but the agony he went through is the same agony, the horror of coming to a total end, separation, that rejecters of God's love will ultimately feel. And Jesus went through that to save you and me from it. He took our place. Now, we sinned, he died. We were guilty, he was punished.
Right.
We deserved death, he gave his life. We rejected him, he accepted us. Now, that's, to me, it's a tremendous reality.
Now,
how great is his love for us?
I want to raise a question about...
As both God and man, he joins the two, God's throne of mercy and guilty man.
But I'm going to raise a question. If there's tens of thousands of religions, say, in America and around the world, different Christian religions, why are there so many unsaved Christians? It's because they're taught the incorrect or the unbiblical gospel that's not in the Bible.
That's right.
Now,
if Jesus' life in human flesh had not been perfect, his sacrifice would have been useless, like the death of any other man.
Right.
Only one who was blameless, unstained, could shoulder our penalty and secure our pardon.
Right.
And so, as a sinless human, he could die for other humans.
Right.
And as a true and living God, his payment for sin would be unlimited.
And complete. In other words, building a temple to start an animal sacrifice to pay for sin... is the abomination of desolate. So a group of evangelical Christians have raised enough money to build 10 or more temples, and a very small fraction of Jews have decided to do this. We talked about this with Pastor Carl Gallup's. And this is the abomination that desolates. And unfortunately, the leader of these kind of groups are people like Rabbi Schneerson, and believe it or not, the son-in-law of Donald J. Trump, who helped sign the peace accord called the USMCA accord with Mexico and Canada, which replaced NAFTA. But people understand the intentions of people that have good intentions is always when it's not led by God to do evil. And most of the problem people don't understand is that what the devil does can look, taste, and smell good, but it's a cyanide-laced script for destruction, isn't it? And people don't get that, do they?
Right. Now, Dr. Bill, here we have the creator of life doing something that human science is inadequate to explain.
Right.
Having died, he rose again, proving that even death could not conquer him.
Right.
And the time where it happened, when it happened, the place where it happened is well documented. And that Jesus rose alive from the dead in Jerusalem on April the 29th, 31 AD, the third day after his death, is recorded in world history and not fiction.
Right.
His death was public and medically attested. He was buried in a nearby tomb and placed under hostile guard. But 3 days later, as conceded by friends and foes alike, his guarded tomb was suddenly burst open and emptied. Now, the faith of Jesus' close followers had collapsed after Jesus' death on the cross. Each was in abject fear of his own personal safety. And they began by denying, these are Jesus' followers, they began by denying him, deserting him, flying in all directions, concealing the fact of their former connection with him. And they were not only moved by fear, but by shame, thinking they'd been led astray by him, because they were honest, plain, sensible people.
Right.
To them, the whole thing was now over. It had been nice while it lasted, but now they went back to their respective jobs that they had before they met him. Now, wait for this. What do we see? Within just 7 weeks after this, these same men were making known that Jesus was alive from the dead.
Right.
Publicly, without fear.
Right.
Through the length and breadth of the land. They now came boldly to Jerusalem, the very place from which they had fled, full of confidence in Jesus, to follow him everywhere. And now they walked with animated steps and heads high like men whose master was Lord of heaven and earth. Now these were men timid and afraid of those who had crucified Jesus. Now they were filled with power and conviction and went out without fear and enthusiasm. What now? What is it? This is my question. What reestablished their faith? Why this miraculous change? Well, over 6 weeks, Jesus appeared publicly to 500 or more people that are recorded. And as a result, several weeks later, I mean, he ate with them, he spoke, he was physically examined. They not only saw him. And as a result, in that same city where he had publicly died, thousands accepted that he was back alive again. Now, my question is this. Was this resurrection a hoax? Would numerous men and women go willingly to their death, be thrown to wild beasts, hung upside down, burnt at the stake for something they knew was a lie? They would never have believed had not the evidence been so overwhelming.
Right.
And their testimony turned the world upside down. Now, more than 50 million people followed and held firm to that testimony as they were put to death in the Middle Ages.
Right.
Now, today, we have legal verdicts. Some of the world's best legal minds have combed through the numerous strands of evidence that Jesus rose from the dead, and they declare the evidence is rock solid.
Right.
The legal minds of today, science can't explain it, but it did occur, and I challenge any listener today to examine this evidence. You can contact me personally if you wish, and I'll give you the evidence free. You don't have to buy a book. You just ask for it, and I'll give it to you. Now, let's just just to sum up here the importance of this.
We'll be back in just a moment. I guess we went to break there. We hear the bumper coming.
Suffering and dying on the cross to save us testifies to the enormous dreadfulness of sin.
Exactly.
And declare that there's no escape from its power, no hope for a happier life, but through submission.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it, too, with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit-flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutraMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
Then we're back with Jonathan Gray, and of course his website is beforeus.com, beforeus.com. This is required reading and videos that you should get. If you want to get a perspective to get some joy back in your life, perspective back in your life, start reading your Bible, attending church, or attending home fellowship. You've got to have a relationship today that starts eternity today. today is the day the Lord has made. And I'm just looking at a little article here on the Epoch Times. It says nearly half of voters say there is too little focus on religion during Christmas. Well, we know the season is wrong, but the idea of thinking about God into our lives is the only way our nation is going to have either geopolitical stability, economic stability, or won't end up going through hellish times that will destroy the human race. Many things are converging in the near future. They're going to make us decide for God or for destruction and the devil. Please continue.
Yes. Well, God did not have to save us from our hopeless predicament, but he chose to because he loves us and he wants unending fellowship with us, extending through eternity. Now, we can have no idea what kind of love we're dealing with. We can keep on searching while our life passes, or we can cash in on this wonderful love and begin to enjoy what he has in store for us. And we can start enjoying it in this life, the greatest happiness ever. Now, well, somebody may say, look what a wretch I am. How could he love someone like me? Well, just imagine, a young couple excitedly bring their baby home from hospital, but soon the infant begins to cry day and night with a severe case of colic. They follow the doctor's advice, but nothing seems to help. They walk the floor with the baby until they're exhausted. But do they consider giving the child away or leaving her to suffer alone? No, of course not. Why? Because they love her. They love that helpless little child that they've produced. All the more because of her suffering. And this is our Heavenly Father. This is what he is. That love comes from him. His children on earth have developed the colic of sin. He wants us to turn from our self-destroying ways and live. But we can't. Can a leopard change its spots? No way. But when we hand over our life to Jesus, he throws around us his spotless coat. And we are counted right, while he works on changing us to become right. Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
And that's
it is amazing,
isn't it?
About
to do. Yeah. All we have to do is give him permission, and he won't force his way upon us. And yet most people will not be saved. Only those who in faith accept this gift will be saved. It's when his love is accepted into the heart and he's embraced as a friend and master to direct one's life that the fact of rescue is accomplished. And he offers us not only pardon, but also power to conquer bad habits. Power that sets us free and brings us unbelievable happiness now. And so from his forgiveness flows power for you to forgive others. So there's no more bitterness eating at you. Now, I have seen a video of a Palestinian Arab, and he was Abdul Hussein. He is now hugging his Jewish friend, and he says, "Before I knew Jesus, I would kill this man, but now I would die for him." That's how Jesus can remake a person.
Right.
He can make a person as beautiful to others as a sunset. He can make a person as serene as the placid surface of a lake. He can make a person as refreshing to others as a mountain stream or a waterfall. Now, when the power of his Spirit floods into one's life, you can know peace and victory and constant happiness no matter what. No human bond can match it. And he can do this for every single person, no matter how loved. He can make a kind and attentive husband out of the town drunk. Well, can any of us afford to miss this? That this is the opportunity. Grab it with both hands. And as I said at the beginning of our broadcast, a Red Book survey of 65,000 people found that those who have committed their lives to Jesus Christ are the ones who live happier, more satisfying lives than unbelievers. And the survey actually even mentioned that their sex life is better. So
of course
everything
they are.
Is better.
That, by the way, they live longer, too. The number I heard is... that they live on average 13 years longer than the couples that are not, given over to God.
That is correct, too, Dr. Bill. That's a good point. Yeah. And there's more. Something big is to occur soon. Right now, our Maker is preparing people for a new Earth. His ability to create in you a totally new life now is a surety that he will create the coming new world, he's promised. He foretold 52 major signs by which to know when his return is near. These are now all fulfilled except the final ones, which include a time of trouble such as the world has never seen since there was a nation.
Yeah.
But, and you can count on it. He's coming soon to make all wrongs right.
Well, let me tell you the greatest danger.
On its way, a dramatic end. But he wants no one to perish. That's why he himself suffered the agony of that destruction on our behalf to save us from it.
Right.
And on that day, many will recall that God spoke to them through friends and through dreams and visions, maybe even.
Right.
And they didn't want it. They thought they'd get their own way out.
Right.
Now, you just imagine floods rising around a man's house.
Exactly.
A rescue boat offers help. The man is sitting on the roof, and he says, no, I'll make it. And the flood rises. The man flees upstairs. The helicopter offers rescue. No, thanks, I'll be right. The flood rises more. And on the roof, he sees a log close by. He only needs to grab it. No, I can make it. What do you think happened to that dear man?
He drowned.
Yep. Well, look what's coming. Something very wonderful.
Well,
this earth restored to a perfection, and I'd just like to explain a little bit about this perfection.
Yeah.
No, it's not some vague hope. It's specifically promised. Whatever good and wonderful things this earth can offer now, the new one will be still better. No more death, no loneliness, no pain, no more heartache, no cancer, no more hospitals, no mortgage payments, nothing like that. It'll be far better than anything we know. And those allowed into that new earth are only those who have chosen to accept God's power to become new persons.
Right.
And so God has a character renewal program going on right now. And the new earth means joy, love, adventure, discovery, beauty, gladness. And we shall study through all eternity his awesome rescue plan and learn more about it.
You'll
never fully understand what he did. And we shall love him forever.
I want to throw out
like
a couple...
challenge every listener. Don't let anyone cheat you out of this plan.
Exactly. I want to throw out...
God will have to destroy.
Right.
And why would God destroy? Because an unchanged man would be a square peg in a round hole. It would be sheer torture for him. And not only that, for the safety of everyone else, that man will have to cease to exist, because otherwise things would revert back to what they were, because you just need one bad speck in an apple and it destroys the apple.
Well, I want to throw something before for 2020 and beyond, and this is something I've researched for many years now. In the book of Revelation, it says, and they shall create a system, basically, to honor the beast system, and that 10 kings will give their power to the beast for 1 hour. It talks about this idea of this beast system being sort of like a pseudo-omniscient system of finances, etc., which, by the way, they built in Shreve Air Force Base, Colorado, and it's tied to control the world economy. They've got a miniseries on TV called The Feed, F-E-E-D, where they're actually talking about brain chips and interfacing. What you have to understand is the globalists want to create to ape the omniscience and omnipotence of God and in relationship with us in a luciferic way to control us. And so the big dangers I see coming in the future are a CME, a coronal mass ejection that could knock out our power grid, but that's, you know, or a attack. But the real biggest danger isn't nuclear war, chemical, biological. It's this beast AI system that they're trying to build. And if they do crash the economy, it's because they get a controlled demolition. They want to bring up a system that basically puts everybody in what I call a digital cyber cage. And what I see happening is I see the first shell of that is going to happen next year with 5G. In February, the first of six companies putting up 20,000 satellites are doing it. And people need to realize that Satan apes God when he tries to put in a fake so-called salvation as per Lucifer out there for a new world financial system that people will think is great. It's going to solve the green agenda and solve other things, and you know, solve property rights and health care and everything else. But in actual fact, it's going to enslave the population of Earth. And I believe that that whole process kind of gets its culmination starting this next year, literally 2020. That God is going to destroy this system, and he's going to release and bring evil out of the world. I don't know all the processes he's going to use for that, but it's his battle, and he's going to start doing it next year, isn't he?
All right. I'd just like to round off what we were talking about, Dr. Bill.
Yeah.
We are free to push aside the rescue plan and reject eternal life, or each person can begin enjoying life at its best now.
Right.
Plus have eternal life reserved for you.
Right.
Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Yeah.
It's like a $1 million check that's made out to your name but provides no benefit till you endorse it. Mm. But if you don't accept it, he won't force you. In his love for you, he will honor your choice.
God doesn't want an automaton. And he wants a son or daughter that honors him and accepts by their own free will the acceptance of a free grace gift by God.
Right. Yes, now here's to sum it up, here's seven things you have to do. Here's what to do. One,
right.
Admit your need.
Right.
Two, tell him you're sorry for your wrongs.
Right.
Three, ask him to forgive you. Be specific, and he will immediately forgive and wipe your past clean and give you a new start. Four, commit your life to him. Give him the controls, and be willing to.
Right.
Five, feed your mind on positive books, DVDs, and especially that wonderful treasure, the Bible.
Right.
Six, associate with people who love Jesus, live by his laws, and are supportive.
Right.
That's if you want change for the better. It will come. And seven, this is so important, share the good news of his love. Help others to benefit from this. They need him too. From now on, that's your most important purpose in being alive.
Right. And I think if people start to understand that, it's not just this season, but it's every day of the year. It's every government. And the people themselves have to force this on their government, because we can see this guy in Australia making these comments I mentioned in the last segment. We can see it here in America or Canada or elsewhere, where the governments are going to the edge where people are starting to pull back and realize, hey, this is where this is going. I don't want to go there. And if they're common sense, even if they've been a criminal, let's say they've committed murder or rape or done incest or something terrible, if they repent and they actually realize that God needs to step into their life to fix it, whether it's their personal life or their government or their church, which has gone in an apostasy. I mean, a lot of the Christian churches in America are pretty darn Luciferic. I mean, they've lost it, haven't they?
Oh, yes. We have to individually seek God, but
right.
Find people who also live the life, and you will find it easier to follow yourself being alone.
Yeah, so let's make 2020 a better year. Lord, bless everyone listening. Bless them with the Spirit of God. May eternity start today. You Shema, hear and do God's will. Read your Bible, pray, ask the Urim and Thummim stones in your spirit to save us. Yes or no? Don't accept what we say, except what God confirms in your soul. And may you be blessed in 2020 and beyond, that our world will become sanctified and evil will be taken out. Not good left the earth with a stupid rapture. God is going to remove evil and restore the Edenic covenant, isn't he? God bless us, everyone, like the little story of the Teddy Tim on Scrooge's Christmas Carol. We'll be back tomorrow with another amazing show as we head toward the new year. Firing lines there for Michelle, and the sale's still on. The code is Mary.